Hi, welcome to A Vida Dele Foi Uma Peça. I'm Livia, and today I'll be talking about a little bit more of Paulo Gustavo's life, his work, and his achievements in national and international cinema and theater. Paulo Gustavo was born on October 30th, 1978, and he was an actor, comedian, director, screenwriter, and presenter. Paulo Gustavo became known by the play My Mom is a Character in 2013, and it went so well that they decided to do a film out of that. And the film did so well, it was the most watched movie in Brazil in that year. So they did, they finished the trilogy of the movies, and the movies were nominated for many, many awards, national and international awards. I also wanted to talk about his achievements in the LGBTQI+ community. I wanted to talk about how he changed the stigma in Brazil of the LGBTQI+ community. When we talk and remember Paulo Gustavo, it is impossible not to remember his characteristic roles in television and cinema, and how he used humor to talk about necessary, important, and urgent topics. In his greatest film, My Mother is a Character, where he portrayed a persona of his own mother, Paulo introduced the LGBTQI+ agenda in a very subtle and soft way, demystifying the subject to an audience that was not yet prepared to see a gay man playing a woman in all theaters in the country. In addition to his roles and achievements for LGBTQI+ community, Paulo had one of the most important works of all to turn art into laughter. With an accessible style of humor based on typical and everyday scenes of the Brazilian family, he conquered Brazil and had a beautiful trajectory full of records and acclaims. At times, like the one we are experiencing with thousands of daily losses and unprecedented crises, we must continue laughing because, as Paulo himself said, laughter is an act of resistance. In his third film of The Mother as a Character, Paulo Gustavo took more than 9 million Brazilians to the cinema to watch a featured film that revolved around a gay marriage, becoming the comedy with the greatest audience in the history of national cinema. In the country that kills LGBTQA+, the most in the world, the importance of this is indisputable. Unfortunately, Paulo died in May of 2021. It was a shock for Brazilian community and the film community, but he left a pretty message and a beautiful career and 2 sons, and I believe that everyone knowing Paulo Gustavo, everyone will remember him. Everyone will remember how kind and how subtle he was, and how he would make everyone smile with simple jokes and everyday jokes. He's an idol for me, and I hope everyone can meet his work and watch their films and watch all the plays, because he was an example of person. He was an example of human. I recommend everyone to watch and see his work, because it's beautiful and it's worth it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Have a great day. Bye.